Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. From 1939, the fabulous band led by Artie Shaw, actually called Artie Shaw and His New Music. His second big band, I believe. They brought us the George and Ira Gershwin tune, Oh Lady Be Good. And that was a very fine example of the Shaw style. I'm sure he did the arrangement too. And a very sort of tight rhythm and very sort of active and driving beat there. Also featured his wonderful clarinet, and amongst all the incredible talent he had in the band, I think we heard Buddy Rich on drums. And they opened this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We have some big bands for you this morning. We have some smaller groups, and we have some singers. So pretty much a typical Sunday morning here on I've Heard That Song Before. We are going to also bring you, of course, songs by the great songwriters from the period of the 1920s through to the 1960s. Though this morning, I think the earliest we are going to be is 1936, and we're going through to 1962. Most of our recordings are probably from the 40s and 50s. And we're going to move now to our next big band. And like the Shaw Orchestra and a number of bands that were around, it was set up by a very fine musician who was featured in solo performances with his band, and that is trumpeter Billy Butterfield. He came to the fore actually working with Artie Shaw back in about 1940. Joined the Bob Crosby Orchestra, I believe, before then. And around about 1946, which is when we'll hear him, he'd set up his own orchestra. But throughout, he also played with many, many smaller groups, as we frequently hear on the show. They're going to bring us a number from 1946, written by Duke Ellington, called Prelude to a Kiss. And then we'll go back to 1938, to the delightful and sweet and gentle voice of Maxine Sullivan. I really enjoy Maxine's recordings, and she made many of them. Started out in the 30s, often working with her then-husband, John Kirby, and also with pianist Claude Thornhill. I'm not sure who's with her on this number, which was recorded in 1938, written by Stuff Smith and Mitchell Parrish. Maxine will bring us It's Wonderful. And then forward to 1953, and we're going to go to the Verve label, to a series of recordings made by trumpeter Roy Eldridge back in the 50s. The song I'm sure you will recognize, it's Somebody Loves Me, written by George Gershwin, Ballard MacDonald, and Buddy DeSilva. And Roy, and his fine trumpet, is joined in the studio that day, as he often was during these sessions, by the Oscar Peterson trio. Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on drums. And they're all joined by, Ray Brown on bass. And they're all joined by Alvin Soller on drums. And we'll start with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra from 1946, Prelude to a Kiss.
Thank you. wonderful to look into your eyes and realize you care a little bit. It's wonderful to know that you love me. It's glorious to know that I'm a part of you, sweetheart, to share your happiness. It's wonderful how lovely love can be. Who dreamed that I'd be allowed through the doorway of heaven? I'm drifting high on a cloud. You're an angel and I'm in heaven. It's wonderful to feel your lips divine combined with mine and dream forevermore. It's wonderful to know that you love me. Thank you.
Dandridge, along with the Oscar Peterson Trio and Somebody Loves Me, recorded back in 1953. And before that, we heard Maxine Sullivan from 1938. The song written by Stuff Smith and Mitchell Parrish called It's Wonderful. And we started out with the trumpet and orchestra of Billy Butterfield, the Duke Ellington number that's been recorded by many, and I think you'll have to agree that Billy Butterfield and his friends do a fine job on Prelude to a Kiss. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and as we do on Sunday mornings at this time, bringing you songs from days gone by. And we're going to move forward. And right now we're going to go to 1957 to another wonderful trumpeter. No stranger to the show, Bobby Hackett. He had started out in the 1930s and went on for decades. He had a particularly nice tone to his style. Very mellow. And we're going to hear him demonstrating that from 1957 with a number written by J. Fred Coots and Clifford Gray. And it's called Sunday. Joining Bobby Hackett on trumpet, we'll also hear Jack Teagarden on trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, Ernie Casiris on saxophone, nice piano from Gene Schroeder, and the rhythm section is Billy Bauer, Jack Lesberg, and Buzzy Druten. And then forward another couple of years to a wonderful performer. She could do jazz, she could do blues, she could even do a bit of rock. Dinah Washington, one of the great ones. And she is joining us along with Quincy Jones and his orchestra. Quincy Jones often accompanied Dinah Washington, as he did Sarah Vaughan. Very nice combinations. This number was a big hit for Dinah. What a Difference a Day Made. It's written by Stanley Adams and Maria Mendez Jareva. And then to 1933, to a young alto sax player who was getting started at the time by the name of Benny Carter. He and his friends are going to be playing one of Benny's own compositions, and that's called Once Upon a Time. Well, in the studio with Benny that day was Max Kaminski on trumpet, Floyd O'Brien on trombone, Chu Berry on tenor sax, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, Ernest Hill on bass, Sid Catlett on drums, and also a rather young Teddy Wilson on piano. And I think this may have been one of his first recordings as Benny Carter and Friends, Once Upon a Time. And we'll go now to Bobby Hackett and Friends, Sunday. Thank you.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers. A day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. A day made, and the difference is you.
heard from Benny Carter and Friends on the piece Once Upon a Time, also featuring a fine trumpet from Max Kaminsky and some nice tenor sax from Chew Berry. Before that, the stunning voice of Dinah Washington with the gorgeous orchestra of Quincy Jones. What a difference a day made from 1959. And we started out with the lovely trumpet of Bobby Hackett with Friends, 1957. Well, it turned out to be a jazz standard. J. Fred Coots and Clifford Gray wrote it, and it's called Sunday.
Rock, hip-hop, country, dance, reggae, English, French, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, we've got it here on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
Hey, CHUO family, we need your help. CHUO is launching a GoFundMe in order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you. Our GoFundMe will be shared on our CHUO.fm website, as well as all our CHUO social media platforms. So make sure you check it out. And remember, no donation is a small donation. To learn more about our GoFundMe, check out our website, CHUO.fm. Thanks for supporting our family.
Listen to Radioactive, weekdays from 1 to 3 on CHUO 89.1 FM. On Radioactive, you can hear the best new music from my diverse array of hosts, plus interviews with local and emerging artists and so much more. We do radio differently here at CHUO. See for yourself by listening to Radioactive, weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. or anytime on demand at CHUO.fm. Radioactive, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we're going to carry on with more wonderful performers, and we have some magnificent voices yet to come. We've had some already. We're going to go now to a lovely voice from a lady who had a very, very long career in show business in just about every area of the field, and that is Doris Day. She started out in the 40s as a singer with the Les Brown Band and had a very fine style. Did some jazz work, which was really nice to listen to as well. She went on to have a solo career and mostly mainstream work after that. Of course, also had a wonderful career in movies and in television. Well, we're going to hear her from 1957 with a recording from an album she made then with Paul Weston, and it's called Day by Night. And we're going to hear her with a number written by Bernice Petcure, or Petcure. I'm never quite sure how to pronounce her last name. And the number is called Close Your Eyes, and Doris will bring us that. And then we'll move to 1947, or move back to 1947, to the honey tones and fabulous piano style of Nat King Cole, along with his trio. And they will bring us a number written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the musical 20 Million Sweethearts. And it's called I'll String Along With You. And then forward to 1959, to one of the loveliest set of songbooks that existed, I think, in popular music, and that was the set made by Ella Fitzgerald. Well, popular music and jazz too, of course. We're going to hear her from her Gershwin songbook featuring the work of George and Ira Gershwin, and she's accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And the song we'll hear this morning is called How Long Has This Been Going On? And we'll start. Here's Doris Day and Close Your Eyes.
Close your eyes, rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes, and I will close mine. Close your eyes, let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes, oh, this is divine. Holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes? So won't you close your eyes?
Cause angels are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. Human little faults you do have, just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. But still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
The stars at bazaars, often I've had to caress men. 5 or $10, then I collect from all those yes men. Don't be sad, I must add that they meant no more than chessmen. Darling, can't you see, 'twas for charity. Though these lips have made slips, it was never really serious. Who'd have thought I'd be brought to a state that's so delirious? I could cry salty tears. This been going on. There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat. How long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven I'm hurled. I know how Columbus
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and you've just been listening to Ella Fitzgerald from her Gershwin songbook in 1959, with the tune written by George and Ira Gershwin, How Long Has This Been Going On? Before that, we heard Nat King Cole and his trio with I'll String Along With You, featured in the musical 20 Million Sweethearts. And we started out with the lovely voice of Doris Day and Close Your Eyes, along with Paul Weston and his Music from Hollywood from 1957. This morning we are listening to some fine singers and some fine musicians from days gone by. We're going to go now to 1944 to a very fine trumpeter and one of the great pianists of the jazz world, and that is Charlie Shavers and Earl Hines. They work together quite frequently, and we'll hear a recording that they made for the independent label called the Keynote Label, back in that year, 1944. The song was written by Henry Wood and Earl Hines himself, and it's called Rosetta, and it went on to become something of a jazz standard itself. Charlie Shavers is on trumpet and Earl Hines on piano. We'll also hear from Tab Smith on alto sax, Al Lucas on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And then we will return to 1943, to a lady who had a very, very long career in popular music and jazz, and in just about every area of the music field. She also had a very fine movie career in the 1940s, and I'm talking about Lena Horne. She had a very fine jazz style, and she also, as she did later on in her career, specialized beautifully in more mainstream ballads and other songs. She's going to bring us, as I said, a number that she recorded in 1943. It's called You're So Indifferent, and it was written by Sammy Fain and Mitchell Parrish. And we'll hear now from Charlie Shavers and Earl Hines with Rosetta. Thank you.
You're so indifferent. You're so indifferent to me. If you could only learn to love me, how different things would be. You think so little of me, the way you seem to do. Your enthusiasm carries people away. That's one thing I have learned. Isn't it a pity? You're sort of blasé wherever I'm concerned. Vanished before your eyes, you wouldn't turn a hair. If I gave you the earth and the skies, I know that you wouldn't care. You really wouldn't care. You're so
approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. Well, our last number today, we'll go to 1945. To another great one in the field of jazz, often referred to as one of the founding fathers of the genre, and that's Sidney Bechet. He was a master on the clarinet, also on the soprano sax. As I said, we'll hear him from 1945 with a song of his own composition called Days Beyond Recall. And in addition to Sidney Bechet, we will hear Bunk Johnson on trumpet, Sandy Williams on trombone, Cliff Jackson on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and Manzi Johnson on drums.